Children's author Kate DiCamillo opens her latest book, The Puppets of Spellhorst, like so many fairy tales. Once there was a king, and a wolf, and a girl with a shepherd's crook, and a boy with arrows and a bow, and also there was an owl. The king and the wolf and the girl and the boy and the owl were puppets, and they were waiting for a story to begin. The puppets are jumbled together at the bottom of a trunk with the word Spellhorst stenciled on its lid. And we know, as one character keeps insisting, that we are in for a dark and terrible mystery. The winner of 2 Newbery medals, DiCamillo creates unforgettable stories and characters steeped in humor, wisdom, and more than anything, a clear sense of what young readers love. The Puppets of Spellhorst harkens back to her The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane, which focused on the wanderings of a China rabbit. Though the puppets bicker and boast, they also comfort one another, and they maintain hope that they're destined for a larger story. That story unfolds in the sweetest, most DiCamillo kind of way. The Puppets of Spellhorst is the first of a projected trio of modern fairy tales, each of which will be illustrated by a different artist. Julie Morstad's illustrations here are dark and moody, and add to the book's classic appeal. DiCamillo dedicated this book to author Anne Patchett, who in turn dedicated her recent novel to DiCamillo. It's a mutual admiration society that's fun to think about, and if they're offering memberships, sign me up. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.